With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Violinist Diana Cohen was concertmaster of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra from 2007 to 2011. She now lives in Calgary, Alberta, and is concertmaster of the Calgary Philharmonic. Cohen performs in Kalamazoo again this week with her father, clarinetist Franklin Cohen, who recently retired from the Cleveland Orchestra, and Roman Ravinovich, a prize-winning Israeli pianist. The concert is hosted by Temple B'nai Israel, which is celebrating the 150th anniversary of its founding with a series of events. The concert is being held at First Baptist Church in Kalamazoo. In addition to her jobs with orchestras, Diana Cohen established, with her father as partner, a summertime chamber music festival called Chamberfest Cleveland in 2011. Diana Cohen told WMUK's Carol Laurence that her parents' love of performing in small groups led her to start her own festival.
I had this dream, but it already felt very real that I would start a festival someday. I just didn't know when. And then in 2011, it just seemed like the time was right, and I asked my dad, hey, do you want to be partners in this? Let's start a festival. Most of our friends thought we were crazy and too ambitious, but 9 months later, after we started telling our friends that we wanted a festival, we brought 25 extraordinary artists to Cleveland for 2 weeks, and it's been growing ever since. So that was sort of the beginnings of our little dream.
What is the program that you've prepared for this concert on Thursday?
It's a very eclectic program, actually. We were asked, well, we were given free rein in a sense, which is always so nice, because so often when you play at a concert, the presenter will say, you know, we really want this particular piece and this and this. But in this case, they said, play what you want completely. Just they had two requests. One was that we played something with a klezmer tinge, which was actually very natural for us because my dad and I have played a lot of Jewish-inspired music and klezmer-sounding music over the years. So I think this comes very naturally to us. And, you know, the clarinet and the violin are such klezmer instruments. The other parameter we were given for this particular concert was that they were hoping we could play something by an Israeli composer. And I didn't know when we were asked for that what we were going to end up putting on the program. But as it turns out, Roman Rabinovich is going to be playing a world premiere of a piece that he wrote for left hand piano. And I'm super excited. I've seen him composing it over the last several months, and it's really cool short piece. So Roman is originally from Uzbekistan, and his parents immigrated to Israel when he was about 8 years old, so he's now an Israeli citizen. So it fits their request for an Israeli piece and a klezmer piece. The remainder of the program is also, I would say, very upbeat and exciting. We're playing the great Bartok contrasts for clarinet, violin, and piano. That's sort of the centerpiece and the end of the program. That piece was written for Benny Goodman, you know, one of the great jazzers in all history. But it came from Bartok, who wrote with such a Hungarian, he was Hungarian, and everything he wrote just emanated Hungary, I think. So it's this quite unusual blend of jazz meets Hungary. And I love playing this piece. It's a piece we've played many, many times. The other pieces on the program include the Clara Schumann Romances for violin and piano and the Poulenc Sonata for clarinet and piano. The Clara Schumann Romances, I think, are some of the most beautiful short pieces ever written for violin and piano. She was the wife of Robert Schumann, and an extraordinary, one of the most famous pianists of her time, also an extraordinary composer. But when she got married, her composition took a back burner to her husband's, which is really too bad because I wonder what she would have done if that hadn't been the case. But I'm so grateful for these little romances she wrote. They're celebrating love, and they're just exquisite little gems. And the Poulenc Sonata is a beautiful sonata for clarinet and piano, and actually the last piece that he ever wrote, so it's special in that way.
I think it's special. And speaking of, you know, just love, the fact that you will be on stage with two people who are so important to you in your life, your father and your romantic partner. And it just seems like something that you would want to arrange to happen as often as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whenever somebody asks us to play in this combination, we jump at the chance. And I have to say that I'm extraordinarily lucky, not just because there are two people that I love that I get to play with, but there are also two people whose musicianship I respect almost more than anyone in the world. They're just both beautiful, beautiful musicians and thoughtful and creative. And, you know, I could be in a family with people whose playing I didn't respect as much, but so in that way, I'm just very lucky.
Violinist and Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra concertmaster Diana Cohen spoke with WMUK's Kara Lawrence. Cohen, the former concertmaster of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, will perform a concert tomorrow night at the First Baptist Church of Kalamazoo. She will be accompanied by her father, clarinetist Franklin Cohen, who recently retired from the Cleveland Orchestra, and by Israeli pianist Roman Ravinovich. The concert is hosted by Temple B'nai Israel to mark the 150th anniversary of its founding. More details can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.